Hi everyone, welcome back to the newest episode of Hey, It's Me, Win. And I am so sorry once again that I have procrastinated for another month. Well, okay, to be fair, I didn't know what to say. Like, I didn't know what to talk about. So now I'm back and we're gonna do like a little agony aunt episode. But this time, we're going to be talking about relationships.
Personal relationships, love relationships, and whatever.
And, well, obviously, I'm kind of like an relationship expert, if you may. So, I'm pretty much qualified to, you know, answer your relationship questions that you have for me. And I have set up this question box thing on Instagram. So, if you want to engage with my podcast, feel free to follow my Instagram if you want to. I'm not forcing you, just saying, like, you can definitely choose not to follow me, but, well, hi. So, let's go get started. So, the first one is, how can I start to take things slow in the dating process instead of taking it so fast? I feel like it really depends on, you know, your partner as well, because it's a relationship for two people. Some people really like to take things really fast, so they probably kiss before they even date or anything. But some people like to take things slow. And I feel like what you have to do is firstly talk to your partner, because, you know, it's your relationship, but it's also theirs. So firstly, communication, just like talk to your partner about it. And secondly, obviously, is to take action. Like, don't. If you really want to take things slow and they're not respecting you, then dump them. Like, find someone who would rather take things slow with you and has like the same mindset as you, so that you guys can have like a really healthy relationship. Just find someone new if your partner doesn't want to take things slow or just forces you to take things a little bit faster. Or, you know, try talking to them, because again, communication is really important in relationships. The second question is, my boyfriend is cheating on me and I haven't told him that I know yet. What should I do? Just dump him, because he doesn't deserve you, and you're so precious. You're a treasure and you deserve the whole world. You don't deserve a fucking dumb bitch who doesn't know how to treasure you. So you deserve so much better than this stupid bitch who, you know, doesn't know that he literally has a perfect girlfriend that anyone would be asking for. So just like dump him. His ass doesn't deserve you, so dump him. Or just like tell him, like, oh, you suck. So anyway, people who cheat sucks. And if you're free, feel free to go to the third episode. It's about me being cheated on. But obviously, if you don't want to, that's also fine. Yeah, so just like dump him, or just like, you know, tell him that he's in the wrong and maybe wish his next girlfriend her best, because I feel like once you cheat, you will cheat one more time. So there's this Chinese saying that if you're not loyal once, you're not going to be loyal in the second time or third time or whatever. So that's just what I believe, because maybe it's because of how, you know, TV shows, TV dramas, they portray cheaters as a constantly cheating person, which may not be true, but that's just what I feel like it's true. I feel like once you cheat, you will cheat again, because, you know, why are they cheating? Like, I feel like they want to find this really exciting, the excitement of cheating, the excitement of, you know, going against their girlfriend or their boyfriend's back, and just like get that excitement, get the adrenaline, you know. So I feel like some people do that, but if they cheat on you, just dump them, because they don't deserve you. So yeah, at the end of the day, like, you're not gonna go on a long run with him, because he's going to ruin your whole life. And I'm just saying, even if he says sorry, I don't feel like you should forgive him. But if you do really love him, I mean, you can do whatever you want, but I suggest you to not forgive him at all, because he's in the wrong. And if he doesn't reflect, and also if he, you know, he's going to do it again. That's just what I believe. But it's just my suggestion. Like, you don't have to be mad at me for, like, telling you to break up. Like, no offense to people, but it's just my suggestion that
I feel like cheaters don't deserve a second chance. So yeah, that's it. The third one is, my boyfriend makes me insecure. What should I do? I feel like you don't have to be insecure because, firstly, you're beautiful no matter what. I don't know you personally, but you're beautiful and you don't have to be, you know, insecure. And secondly, if your boyfriend doesn't know how to appreciate you, then that's a problem. And if it's because your boyfriend seems like he's better than you, then, well, we're not perfect. We're somewhat imperfect. And you have to acknowledge that not everyone is perfect. And sometimes embracing yourself to your insecurities is a good thing. And also, just don't feel like your boyfriend or girlfriend's like better than you. Like, don't feel like, oh, it's a competition. Don't feel like you have to compare yourselves with your partner, or else that would be toxic. That would be a really toxic relationship. So, like, firstly, you're beautiful. Like, just remind yourself. And if your boyfriend cannot give you the security that you need, then you should just tell him. Or if your girlfriend doesn't give you like the security that you need, then tell her. Again, communication is really important, and I feel like without communication, you guys, like, a relationship wouldn't be able to like get like hold. So firstly, communicate, and secondly, you're beautiful no matter what. Don't feel insecure. Even if it's about your body or intelligence or whatever, you are beautiful. You deserve the whole world. And if you feel like there's a really like wide gap or wide difference, then maybe he or she isn't right for you. So maybe give, or even just try and understand your partner as well. I'm not saying that you're like bad or anything, but obviously we're all imperfect, and it's something that we should like keep in mind of, like, even though your boyfriend or girlfriend seems like really perfect in your eyes, but still, they're humans, they're not exactly like perfect. So don't feel insecure, or else it's going to be a competition, a comparison, and it's not going to be healthy. So that's just my advice. The next one is, I have a crush on this guy, but this guy has a crush on another girl. What should I do? Oh no. Girl, I'm so sorry that this is happening, but I have been through this as well. Like, I have had a crush on a guy, but the guy turned out to like his friend. So I had to know this from the friend that he likes. So yeah, it's really confusing, but I feel like you don't have to give up on like the whole forest just because of a tree, if you know what I mean. Because, you know, it's just a crush. It may not last, but at the same time, if he doesn't notice you, if he doesn't notice you as a beautiful human, then maybe it's not right. And maybe he's just attracted to other people. So to be frank, give up, you know, don't try to steal her man's, or don't try to like steal your crush back, because it's love. Nothing can stop love. And if you're crush is attracted to other girls, it's not because of you, it's because of him. It's because he has another type, or it's because he just doesn't feel the same way as you do. So it's definitely not your fault, because we're humans, we feel differently towards different people, no matter if it's first instinct or no matter if it's like afterwards. So yeah, just like, you know, give up. Like, I'm not telling you that you're not beautiful, but just, like, give up. And maybe give another chance to other people. Or try to find something to distract you. For example, find a new hobby. Or even talk to your friends. You know, just forget about your crush. That's stupid. Another one is, my girlfriend really likes male K-pop stars, but I look nothing like them. What do I do? That is a very funny scenario, because, well, I feel like when girls like K-pop stars, I don't think, you know, they want them as a boyfriend. I think, like, I don't know, I'm not, okay, personally, I don't stan male K-pop stars because, okay, I do, okay, let me put this way. I feel like if they're with you, there is a reason. You don't have to feel bad, and you don't have to feel insecure comparing with those K-pop male stars. Because, firstly, again, you're beautiful no matter what. And secondly, she chose you. Like, she chose you out of billions and billions of people out there. So, Okay, you shouldn't be bothered. And actually, I suggest you to like the male K-pop stars like she does and try to find, you know, common interests or something. It would, you know, it would be great if y'all can get along. And don't be jealous of a K-pop star. I mean, they're just like doing, you know, they're doing it for the money. So don't. Thank you guys so much for listening to my podcast. I know my advice might not be the best, but please bear with me. And next episode, I might talk about conspiracies and murder cases. And please look forward to my later episodes. Bye, y'all. Have a nice day.